Welcome to the Chrissy Blaze Horoscope Show. I'm Jerry Pippin, and Chrissy, how are you?
Oh, hello, Jerry. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, you've been traveling over the weekend. You're back home in Los Angeles again, and we're ready to do a few horoscopes.
That's right. Yeah, I've just been having a taste of the snow and ice in Michigan and back to sunny California.
You couldn't stand that nice Southern California weather, huh?
No, these 85 degrees is too much for February.
let's talk a little bit about Mercury retrograde. It ended, I guess, on Tuesday.
Actually, yes, it ended today, and we can all breathe a collective sigh of relief. And if you've been waiting off to sign your contracts and buy your new car and buy your home, the good news is that now you can go ahead and do it.
Okay, so I'm go for the next 10, 12, 14 days. I got a lot of things planned, and nothing's going to screw it up.
Yeah, exactly. So your travel should be okay and all this.
I mean, I've had a few problems. Even the central heat went out in our studio on one of the coldest days of the year.
Isn't that always the way? I know, it's been a crazy time.
So I moved my operation to the home and to a laptop and a few other things, and not quite the same thing. We're back in our studio tonight because it's, you know, Oklahoma, it's erratic weather, 68 degrees today.
68, that's pretty good, yeah.
It'd be 31 tomorrow. Expecting another cold front.
Oh, dear.
With sleet.
Oh, dear.
And snow.
Oh, well, you're off to Nevada, so it should be warm, right?
Well, it should be. We're going down to Laughlin to do the UFO conference. You got any new UFO stories? I know you're interested in that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. I just heard, and you probably know better than I do, Jerry, but there's been a tremendous influx of UFO sightings around the world in the last few months. Is that true?
There is, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Sala, who has Exopolitics, an institute out of Hawaii. And he will be at the UFO Congress, and he says that it was a secret United Nations meeting on February 8th about this very thing.
Really? How interesting.
On how nations are going to deal with increased, I guess, surveillance by ETs.
Well, that's very interesting. In fact, many years ago, I think it was in the 1970s, I don't know if you remember, there was a Prime Minister of Grenada.
Yes, we do.
Eric Gehry.
Yeah. In fact, I'm surprised you knew about that.
Yeah, because he called over two members of the Aetherius Society, of which you know I'm a member.
Oh, did he? You know, he had a friend of mine he stayed with here in Southern California for a little while.
Really?
And I've never done the show that my friend and I taped yet, but that reminds me. I need to do that show.
You need to do that.
We're talking. Tell our audience what we're talking about. This guy was in Haiti, right?
He was, and he was really into UFOs, and he believed that it was a subject that should be put before the United Nations. And he called together a delegation. And this included, now I can't remember offhand exactly who they were, but I know it was one or two astronauts. Is it Alan Hynek was one of
yes,
the people?
Yes, Alan Hynek was with the Project Blue Book, a scientist.
He was one of them, and also Dr. John Holder and Raymond Nielsen from the Aetherius Society he called over. So there was maybe half a dozen or eight people, and they had some very interesting discussions. And coincidentally, shortly after all this, there was a coup, if you remember, Jerry. And he was deposed, and so his resolution never saw the light of day.
Yeah, he made it there at the United Nations, but then he was out of a job, and he was in exile for a while.
Yeah, but isn't that so often the case with sort of UFO things that become too hot, you know, and people, I don't know, they're too hot to handle or something. It was probably too early. It was in the 70s, this, I think, 1975.
Well, it's been going on for a while, as you and I have talked about before. So we have lots of important shows coming down the pike that we're recording at the Aquarius Resort in Laughlin at the UFO Congress. It's the biggest international UFO Congress of them all. Usually have about 1,000 people attending.
Fantastic. I hope it goes really well, Jerry.
So it will. It will. Now, Mercury retrograde ended. You wrote a book about it.
I did.
And the book just came out.
Yes,
was it
did.
Supposed to come out earlier, or any Mercury retrograde entered into it, or did it come out on time? Or?
Well, it actually came out during Mercury retrograde, but, you know, one of the things that you could do during Mercury retrograde is to publish a book on Mercury retrograde. And, in fact, everybody sort of has horror stories about it, but there are some very, very good things you can do. And you may find that during Mercury retrograde, you rethink things that you thought you'd made decisions on, and this type of thing. It's like thinking outside the box. And if you get the book, and you have it on your website, I know, available, you can have a whole list of things that are very good things to do during Mercury retrograde.
So there are things to counterbalance it, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it's the universe is saying to us, well, you need to be thinking differently. You need to be approaching things differently. And if you do, then you'll get insights which you wouldn't have thought of normally. So it's a good time, actually, if you just put aside all the frustrations and that kind of thing.
We might alert our audience. We mentioned a little earlier, central air and the heat went out. So we have our patio door open here at our studio. And as luck would have it, you can hear a train in the background.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that. It adds some local flavor.
So
right?
The sound effects man is not working. That's that train's actually fairly far from here, but you can hear it.
Sure. It adds some local flavor, I think, Jerry.
Yeah. So I thought you said Mercury retrograde was over. Not quite.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is the new.
You want to do the horoscopes? You got a lot of people that have sent you information.
Yeah.
And we can call a few too.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah. You want to do an email first? Or
yes, let's.
Anybody in mind?
Well, there was this lady I think you mentioned from England.
Oh, yeah.
She was living in Barcelona, actually. Fiona?
Yeah, she was in Spain, and she wrote me last week. She's back in England now.
Oh, she's back in England.
And she is living in England, in north of London somewhere, she told me, but I don't remember in the email, and I don't have it in front of me, and she's looking for a job.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting, because I didn't get the update on the email, and she asked me whether she should leave Barcelona and set up a new life there or come back here, and I was going to say to her,
she didn't wait for
you. She didn't wait. She followed her intuition, which is usually the best thing to do anyway. And she realized that she's at the end of a cycle, which she is. And now, at the moment, she's beginning a new life and a new cycle. And this can be a kind of a crazy time. It's a bit of an anxiety-ridden time because you don't know what's happening. But it's a very, very important, about next 18 months for a new career breakthrough for her. And you said she's looking for a new job, and a lot of her emphasis and a lot of her energy will be on career. But the thing is, I don't know what she did before.
Well, she told me, and I don't remember, I'm having a senior moment, it was an unusual job, something to do with, I thought it was something to do with high fashion.
Okay, well, I want to say to her that she needs to look for a job that's more people, well, not necessarily more people, but very people oriented. She is a sun in Pisces. She's got the moon in Pisces. She's got Scorpio rising. In other words, she's a very emotional, very feeling type of person. And so she needs to be in something where she's not like a corporate clinical environment where she's just pounding away at a typewriter or a typewriter. That shows my age, Jerry, doesn't it? Pounding away at a computer all day, but one in which she's dealing with people and helping people in some way, a kind of a nurturing thing, possibly more than she's done in the past. So I'm just throwing that out as a possibility. And also one, even though it's...
So she probably should look for a people-type job, like sales or something?
Well, not necessarily. One that also includes some technology, well, everything does, but... So there you get the combination of very personal, very kind of nurturing of people, and also technology coming in too. So what is it? Something like, I'm just throwing it out here, a radiologist or something where you're dealing with, not that, but, you know, where you're dealing with people and you're dealing with technology at the same time. So this sort of close interaction and also this closer interaction with technology, because that is actually her destiny way forward. So... learning new things. I think she will be learning a lot of new things. What she really needs to focus on this year is herself and what she wants to do. Now, I know it's hard when you're out of a job, and she may have to take something in the meantime until she can work that out. But in the past, she may have done things just through lack of money and all this, as we all have, but now it really is a time when career is going to be focused for the next couple of years, and she's going to move into a place where she's doing much more of what she wants to do rather than what she has to do.
So. Well, that's good news for her, really, overall.
Yeah, and she's obviously following her intuition, because she did leave Barcelona, and I felt it's something she should do to start her new life again.
So you think it probably worked out the best?
I do. She may.
She said that whatever her career was, there was nothing happening in Barcelona.
Oh.
In that career.
Right.
And so she's in England, back in her home country, just like you. Only you're not in your home country, but and you probably don't plan to go back there for good.
No.
But you go back two or three times a year.
I don't actually think she's going to stay in England for good, but...
you don't?
Not necessarily. She loves to travel. She's a bit of an adventurer.
Yeah, and she seemed to really love Spain, the two or three emails she wrote me.
Yeah. It's also important for her to be ahead of the crowd, to be that's probably why she liked fashion, if it was fashion, Jerry. She needs to be out there on the cutting edge of things. It's another thing I want to throw out. So she needs to be dealing with something really cutting edge, really out there.
Well, I personally haven't been to Spain, have you?
I have, yeah. I have been to Barcelona.
Is it as romantic as Hemingway writes about?
Parts of it. I went to Barcelona, as they say, and it was lovely, but personally I prefer Paris, I prefer France, I prefer Italy to Spain, but parts of it are lovely.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones and talk to somebody.
Let's
try. What do you think? We got a Susie Housley. She's an interesting person. And do you know her?
I don't know her, but I have had a couple of emails from her, and I think she's...
Well, let's talk to her.
Sounds like an interesting lady, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me not call her. Hi, is this Susie?
Yes.
Hi, Susie.
This is Jerry Pippin, and Chrissy Blaze is on the phone with me. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How about you?
Okay. So, 865 area code, where's that?
That's in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Southern lady.
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite accent. We just want to get you to talk because it sounds so good. I love your accent.
I was going to say, you got Chrissy in her English accent, and now we get your Tennessee accent and my Oklahoma accent. We're going to drive our listeners crazy.
Wonderful. Where are you telecasting from? Or broadcasting?
Well, I happen to be in Oklahoma, and Chrissy's in Hollywood.
Oh, great.
The wonders of the, you know, the world of Jerry Pippin, eh?
Yes.
So, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Okay, we're doing fine. Chrissy, you know about Susie. Did she send you a specific question or anything?
Well, I'm looking at your horoscope right now, Susie, and I think the question you asked was pretty general, you know, as far as it covered everything. Is that right?
Well, you know, you ask one question, that way you get your whole life future like that, you know?
Well, you're definitely... I know you're a book reviewer, so it's kind of cheating, but even if I didn't know that, I would say you're a person who... Your career is wrapped up in words, and it really is, because you have Saturn and Venus in Gemini, which is a person who loves words and deals with words in your career.
Susie, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Chrissy, but that book reviewer part, you mean you're a professional book reviewer?
Yes, I've worked for Romantic Times magazine, and also I currently work for a company called MyShelf.com.
And what does a book reviewer do? Read the book and then write a little article about it? Or are you going to detail?
Yes, we've got a web page at www.myshelf.com where me and 25 book reviewers, we review about 125 to 150 books per month.
Wow. All types of books?
All types of books, yes.
You must be a speed...
Usually I can do 4 to 6 per month.
You must be a speed reader.
Yeah, see, she was talking about everybody that's involved in it, I think. She didn't read 175 herself.
Oh, right. Churning them out.
Are we talking about fiction or nonfiction or every genre?
Everything.
Everything.
What do you prefer, Susie?
I'm a true blue romance reviewer.
Oh, that's nice. She admits it too.
And that's the reason why I asked you a question about romance, you know?
Can I ask you a question back? Is this someone in the air now?
Yes.
Yeah, because, and I hope he's not listening. Well, I hope he is listening, because this is actually, you're in a marriage year.
Oh, really? Wow.
But, yeah, it's the marriage, of all the, the year's going 9 year cycles, and of all the years, this is what's called the marriage year. You could be going, have been through in February a little bit of a disappointment, not necessarily in relationships, but probably a little bit of disappointment going on around now. Am I right, or the last few weeks?
Oh, you're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but who's disappointed?
Well, we're at a disagreement right now.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a very strong and determined individual, by the way. And you can set your mind to something. You can kind of get whatever you want. But with another person, it's a bit different. And in relationships, you're very, very different. You're very giving.
Uh-huh.
You're extremely giving. You're kind of too giving, almost. And so it's like setting boundaries here. I'm not absolutely... I think the disagreement's fine, because you're going to come out of it. But I want to say the real key for you this year is, just like the last lady, is career. Because you're...
The focal point, too. Yes, I'm concerned about
Yeah, and with you, actually, with if your career is right, everything else is right. It's like that's the one thing to focus on, and then everything else in your life kind of works out. Well, I think you'll always be involved. You'll always be involved with words and writing. You've got Virgo rising, but I think there could be another aspect of this comes in. I don't know whether you've written yourself, but again, you have an ability to write yourself, not just review other people's books. And
I've always wanted to be a writer.
Yeah. Well, do it. Do it. Start small.
You see that as being positive. If I must write something, that it could do good.
Yeah, because you could do it, and it'd be a great time to start it this year. With you, I think you've got to start in small increments, because if you think about doing the whole thing, it may kind of put you off, but just think to yourself it's like one chapter at a time type of thing. And I think... this whole area of for you words and like there's more than just reviewing books, and you have more than that. But as far as relationships concerned, that as I say, I felt you're going through some disappointment in February, and it could be that you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm not necessarily saying you're barking up the wrong tree with the wrong person. But only you really know that, because I'd need to do the other person's chart to see whether you're compatible. But
this guy, does he like creative people?
Yes, he's very—he's a Gemini.
Okay.
He's a Gemini.
Because I can tell you, as a creative person, it takes a special type of person to put up with a creative person. Am I making sense?
That's what you are. Yes.
I just want to give you a little bit of advice, and just try this and see if the relationship changes at all. In the next month, try listening more, and remember we've got two ears and one mouth. Just try listening for a month and just see what happens.
Oh, that's really wild, because that's one of the things he says all the time. I need to listen more.
Don't we all? That's something we all need to do, right? But just give him a bit of space, and I think things are going to turn around. And
do you see me staying with the career, the job I've got right now, or will I go back into my former position?
Well, anything you do this year as far as career will be successful. So if you want to, if you go back to the former one, it's got to be a better position. You've got to be really confident, because the world is your oyster career-wise this year, I have to say. And so really go for it. Really go for the best, the biggest, the greatest, the more money, you know, the whole thing.
Right. Because I've got right now a position that I've, you know, applied for, that it's more of the career one I want to. So that's really, you know, so you say career-wise, everything looks good.
It looks good. You have to believe in it and go for it and be confident and, you know, don't hold back, because it's really, really a great time for that.
And I think you need to write that great Southern romantic novel.
Oh, yes.
You know, with the warm, heavy atmosphere and the mint juleps on the porch and the man of your life coming up the walk, you know.
I think it sounds like you should be right here, Jerry.
Beautiful. That's quite neat, really.
Well, really nice to speak to you, Susie.
Yes, yes, I love reading your books and reviewing your books. And like I said, I'm new to the show, but I'm honored you called me up.
Well, it's been our pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
Just take care and good luck. Good luck.
Okay.
God bless.
Nice lady, Chrissy.
She's a very nice lady. Very nice indeed.
I don't know. The unspoken thing there was, I don't know what book reviewers get paid. Maybe her boyfriend wants her to make more money. I don't know.
Yeah, they usually do. No, just kidding.
Slave
right,
driver,
Jerry?
Huh? you have some emails?
Yes, I do, actually. Yes, I do, from all over the world. I know you have listeners from as far away as India and England and all over, don't you, Jerry? But this next one I have is Philadelphia. And she is, her name is Tana Boran.
Okay.
And she's actually asking a question about Mercury retrograde, so...
And it's ending today.
Yeah, so probably things have sorted themselves out. She says it's messing her up. I'm just looking to see what her question is. Another one about career.
Well, you know, I've noticed doing these shows over the years, and you've done many more than me since you do this all the time. Career is right up there with romance.
It is, yeah, it is. We have to pay that rent, don't we, and put the
well,
food
and,
in the
and
mouth.
If you stop and think about it, I run across a lot of people that are not really motivated about a career, but I never did understand that. I knew what I wanted to do from early on, but the point is, you spend a third of your life at least working. You ought to work at something you like.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
If you can.
If you can. All I want to say to Tana Boran is that just go with the flow right now, because things are moving her into a different position. The planets are moving her into a different position. She's actually looking at her chart. She's a very mutable, changeable person. And this is a good thing. It's nothing wrong with that. We're all different. But she's kind of learning to go with the flow. A lot of people, I'd say, oh, no, you have to take initiative and all this, but with her, she's learning to go with the flow, because she's a bit, she kind of worries. Tana, you worry a lot about things, as we all do, but you can worry excessively, and I need you 2008 just to kind of stop worrying and have faith that things are moving you into a different position than you were at the beginning of the year. I know it sounds easy to say, but really it's
so
true.
So in other words, you're in for a heck of a ride this year. Relax and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that. Because whatever you do, and you may sort of want to try and control things, and always, it seems to go out of your hands. All you need to be doing is, one thing you can be working on, actually, is be careful of what you say to others, and be careful of how you communicate, because anything you say out of place could bounce right back at you. So just, that's the thing to watch. Be careful of what you say, how you say it. And apart from that, just relax and enjoy.
Okay, advice from Chrissy Blaze. You got another email?
Yeah, I have one here from Mina. Mina Cruzio. She is not too far away, I think. She was born in Los Angeles. Sure, I know she doesn't live here now, but she's pretty close. She's asking questions about her home. About selling her home, and make sure I've got the question right. I'm sorry, you were going to say something, Jerry?
No, I was just saying, all kinds of questions come up people can ask, and selling a home or buying a home probably is an important time.
It is.
And,
she's asking.
I don't know. I know people that have signed contracts in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just ended. Now, when does it come back again?
It comes back in May.
Okay.
So we have a couple of months.
It's smooth sailing.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell us, lady, about selling her house?
Well, it's a good time now for sale, February, March, but she needs to take some self-initiative. I think it's better if she, rather than she just lets it lie on the market and depend on real estate agents to try selling it herself. There are ways you can do that. Not necessarily sell it herself, but try promoting it herself. I think she might be quite fortunate if she does that. She's a bit worried whether she should sit tight, but I don't think she should sit tight. I think she should be out there trying to get a sale herself, helping to get a sale herself. And I think if she does that, then she can sell her home. She needs to push it, in other words.
In other words, if she takes the initiative and just doesn't turn it over to an agent, but follows up with him and works closely with that person.
Yeah, and also works on the home. You know, she probably is doing this anyway, but you know those sort of home and garden TV shows where they tell you to clear out the clutter and do that. So in other words, take a lot of initiative and release the fear, because she's got a lot of fear wrapped up with her home. And of course, in astrology, your home is your inner self. It's the two are the same. So when you look at the inner self of a person on somebody's chart, it also is their home. So the home is a reflection of how you are inside, actually.
Yeah, the home is where the heart is. That's an old saying.
Exactly. That's true, yeah. So there's a little bit of fear and a little bit of worry that she needs to sort of take control of and overcome. Easier said than done. But anyway, hopefully I haven't got time for an in-depth advice, but hopefully that will help.
Okay, let's make another phone call.
Great.
I think this guy, that's 615, I'm not sure where that is. Phoenix? I don't know. No, I don't think so, no. We'll ask him.
Yeah, let's ask him.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, is Harry there?
That's me, Jerry.
Hey, you recognize me. Chrissy, say hello to Harry.
Oh, hi, Harry, this is Chrissy Blaze.
Hi, Chrissy.
Nice to speak to you. I'm very interested about your book, The End of the Mystery.
615, is that in Nashville?
It's outside Nashville.
Yeah, okay. We just talked to a lady from Tennessee, and now we're talking to you. A lot of Tennessee people today.
Okay.
I was very interested to read about your book, Harry, The End of the Mystery.
Well, that's interesting. Not too many people.
Oh, yeah. As Jerry knows, I've been into UFOs since a kid, so it's like something I'm really into.
Well, it's only tangentially, or by the way, about any kind of extraterrestrials or UFOs. More about the gods, but of course the gods were extraterrestrials.
I believe so, yeah. Do you ever remember reading years ago that book by Eric Van Daniken? God, that ages me.
Sure.
Who said the same sort of thing. I'm not saying it's the same as your book, because that's a completely different subject, but you just reminded me.
Harry, what's the name of the book?
The End of the Mystery.
And the end of the mystery is that we don't want you to give it away, but we're talking about that. I guess you're saying it's the ETs are the gods, right?
Well, it's not specifically about ETs. It's about the ancient mysteries and what's behind all the ancient mysteries. And sure, you talked to me.
Yeah, I remember you. I remember you, and we talked a little bit about the book. I was trying to get you to give another plug for it.
I see. Well, that's its name, and I appreciate all the help I can get to getting some recognition for it.
Now, do you have a website where they can buy it?
Lulu.com.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
/ HDH Sciences. All one word.
Well, we'll put a link on that. We sell Chrissy's book, so maybe we'll sell yours, too. Is it okay if we sell the guest? I was talking to Chrissy. Is it okay to sell the guest's book?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Anyone who's doing important things like that, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I met Harry in Roswell. He came by the cover-up cafe, and we did an interesting little show. And talked a little segment. It was pretty interesting. It's something. Now, what... What is it that you wanted Chrissy to answer for you?
I have it here, unless it's changed, Harry, about financial and career stability, because, you know, the world hasn't yet recognized your book and what you're trying to say, and isn't that sadly the case with all these really important subjects? I mean, you know, they're more interested in the, you know, buying a new car or whatever than finding out the meaning of, you know, the design of the Earth and the solar system and these types of subjects. But the thing is, you're ahead of your time, you know, so...
Right. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in a time warp.
Exactly. You came into this life looking at your chart as someone who has had influence and power, and you came in, you wanted excitement, you wanted to be there right in the center of the action and where it's happening. And one of your learning things, one of your life's challenges, is to learn more about the material world and the way of things, nature, the way things unfold in time, and sort of allowing them to unfold in time, learning to, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, to be practical, not as glamorous as your discovery, but once we learn these lessons, then we can sort of get on with the real thing. But these things, they kind of hold us back. So it's learning to, and I think you've realized this obviously too, that we've got to put the bread on the table and pay the rent, and then how can you do that and at the same time be successful with your book? I have exactly the same challenge, so I understand. And certainly this year, you should get some, what are we now? You should be getting some opportunities coming up your way in March for perhaps the career that you've been doing isn't as fulfilling as you'd like. I think you've realized now you've got to do something else as well as promoting your book. But it's been kind of not what you'd like. Well, keep your ear to the ground and sort of look around, because there could be an opportunity coming up in March or again in April, May, June, to find something that aligns more with your personality, you know, that may not be, you know, you might not be the best-selling author yet who can, you're laughing, but, you know, that's what we're all wanting, us authors. But in the meantime, you might go to find something that's more fulfilling. But it's just a question. You're going to be helped by a person, but you've got to sort of be open to that. Somebody's going to... I think this happened to you in the past, too. People have helped you, have sort of given you opportunities, right, through other people. You have a fortunate connection in your chart with that. And so just be open to that. Sort of like the previous lady, sort of go with the flow a bit.
I've been trying to do that.
You have. You felt that yourself, right? And just do what you're doing and keep open, and things are going to change.
Now, when you say going with the flow, and he says he's trying to do that, when I think of going with the flow, I think about, well, I wanted to do it this way, but so-and-so shows up and he's got this suggestion, so we might as well try it that way. Is that what we're saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Not being so stuck in your own way.
In other words, I can't do it except this way. In other words, roll with the punch.
Yeah, and be...
Well, my main problem has been that I've gotten no feedback, no attention at all. So, as you say, to be open for that opportunity when it comes, I'm there. I've tried to be that, but I have seen nothing.
As far as the book, you mean?
Well, about anything, even alternatives. The only, as I put in my initial question to you, the only thing that I've gotten as far as employment around here has been very low stuff.
Yeah, you should focus on things to do with writing, editing, all that kind of thing. Look around. Use the internet, because your employment, your house in your chart, that's is how you make money, is in that area: teaching, writing, communicating, editing, all those sorts of things.
If I remember correctly, you had a pretty good education.
Oh yes.
So you shouldn't have any trouble, maybe even teaching. Have you done that before?
Well, on the way to getting my master's, of course I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes, Chrissy, I've found over the years, like for instance, I went to Hollywood to be an actor. I ended up selling cars to survive. But while I was selling cars, I found a producer of radio shows who was looking for some talent.
Jerry, that's exactly the kind of thing that could happen to Harry this year. Not that he's going to be selling cars and... You know?
Right. Yeah, we understand. But what I'm saying is, don't give up, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep your eyes open, and when you take something, it's not the end of the world.
That's true.
Just take it for a little while and run with it.
One thing I can guarantee, I don't really make firm predictions because we have free will, but one thing I can guarantee, Harry, is that you will be in a better position this time next year than you are now. And I tell you, we can call you at this time next year if we remember, or you can call Jerry and you'll say, yeah, you're right, because that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, you can come by Roswell and he'll be in a limo this time.
Exactly, yeah.
I'd like to see more of those kind of people, you people.
We're out there. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's nice to talk to you.
Okay, thanks,
all
Harry. We'll talk to you later. Chrissy, we're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, okay, and then we'll be back.